Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital.
On this podcast, we'll be listening to the murmur of mitral regurgitation. The murmur of mitral regurgitation is typically heard best at the apex of the heart with the patient in the left lateral decubitus position. It's described as a holosystolic murmur, meaning it reaches peak intensity at onset and lasts until the second sound on the side of origin. It's a high-frequency, pure-quality murmur that's heard best with the diaphragm of the stethoscope. It radiates into the axilla, or more rarely may radiate to the base of the heart when originating from a torn posterior leaflet.
We'll begin by listening at the lower left sternal border. You'll be able to hear a distinct first heart sound, as well as the murmur, and a clear second sound. Use the timing of the first and second heart sound at this location to compare with what we'll listen to at the apex. Segment, we'll listen at the apex of the heart. You'll be able to hear a high-frequency, almost tearing quality murmur that reaches maximum intensity at its onset. After the murmur ends, you'll hear another sound. You may think this is a second heart sound, but in fact, it's the inflow rumble of torrential mitral regurgitation. And the inflow rumble is one of the most accurate bedside determinants of the severity of mitral valve regurgitation. It can be heard best with a patient in the left lateral decubitus position, and because it is low frequency, it's heard best with the bell of the stethoscope. Next, we'll listen into the axilla. We'll still be able to hear the murmur with almost its same intensity, but you'll note the absence of the inflow rumble. Podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.